What's up, guys? Welcome to the Rock Zone podcast. This is episode two, or part two, of the London XL 2023 review show. Of course, it's myself, Max, and Mikey in the room. Hi, guys.
Hello.
And I think where we left off in the last week's episode, or last episode as such, was getting your guys, your participant on-course reviews. So, boys, are you ready to hear them?
Let's go.
Fantastic. 3, 2, 1.
Rocks on in.
Rocks on in. Why are you doing this again? Rocks on in.
Righty ho. So, last episode, we left everyone on a bit of a cliffhanger whilst we were talking about Hyrox London, which just so happens to have been the largest Hyrox of all time. Whoa, whoa. We spoke about our own races and had some pretty momentous things to share from some incredible athletes. So if you've not listened to that episode, please rewind back to that show before listening to this one. However, what we have in store for you this episode, well, we are directing the attention not on ourselves, but on the Hyrox community, starting with a classic segment of the Rock Zone crew sneaking into the Rock Zone, holding a microphone into poor athletes' faces and seeing if we can get some funny sound bites off them while they're on the brink of physical and mental exertion.
Exactly. I think this is pretty good.
So has that painted a bit of a word picture?
I think that is, yeah. Oh, okay. And thank you to everyone that's about to hear themselves play back. So here's our first clip.
How would you describe your body right now?
A dumpster fire.
On fire, classic.
Oh, great. I didn't understand that, clearly.
On fire, classic. Classic.
A dumpster fire. I really like that.
Yeah. Okay. It's a callback to when we did it at London Olympia. It was like, how are your legs? On fire!
On fire. Yeah, that's why I heard it. And I was like, we've heard that one before. But no, sorry, that's on me.
A dumpster fire, though. Why is that like more severe than a normal fire, do you think?
Because it's rubbish that's burning. It's like all the fumes and evilness.
I like it that it's contained as well. It's like it's been pushed along on wheels and just flames pouring out of it. That was dumpster fire to start it off. Okay, what next up? What did we ask next? I think we got it in clip two.
Who are you running from?
I don't know. Somewhere.
That's a really mean question to ask.
Yeah, I did that at the marathon when you were doing it. I held up a sign that said, keep running from your problems.
Yes,
I got a lot of angry faces look at me at that. So I thought, let's see if we can do it here.
Let's see if we can interrupt a poor girl's race.
So obviously I was asking questions like that. And then I finally wanted to know,
what's the theme song to your race? Eye of the Tiger?
No, gonna run now.
How does it go?
It's a Rocky tune.
It's a tune? I don't know it.
The Rocky thing.
Oh, the Rocky tune?
Yeah, not the Tiger, the other one.
Oh.
Da-da-da.
Yes. Enjoy your race.
Da-da-da.
You know what's brilliant about
da-da-da.
That? This lady is in the middle of a Hyrox race and still has more brain capacity than you at that moment. Yeah. And is like showing you up of like, what do you mean? The rocket chain.
Fair play.
So turn that around. Not only did she sing it, but also put Ben to shame there. Yeah. So kudos. Double points for you.
I have to say, it was pretty fun asking athletes whilst they were running stuff. I think there was one point, I'm not sure we've got the clip for it today, where I said, I see you're running. Do you fancy your chances against Rishi Sunak? And the woman just went, paused and went, yeah. I thought that was gold.
That's just the easiest thing to say, you know, if you just didn't understand the question. and I'm off.
So we were in the Rock Zone, and then we thought, you know what, let's take it to the finish line and get a bit of what people were saying after they crossed the warbles.
Okay.
How'd you go?
Fucking warbles, man. Finish.
You feel good? You happy?
Yeah, I'm so happy.
Yeah?
So happy. That's amazing. Are you recording this?
I am, if that's all right. It was a brilliant soundbite. That's...
Come and do Hyrox. It's brilliant. Honestly.
Thank you so much.
Come and do Hyrox.
Fucking warbles, man. Come and do Hyrox. Yeah, nice.
Put it on the brochure.
Yeah. Exactly that. Have we got another one?
Yeah. We've got an honest review up next.
Okay.
How was your race?
Amazing.
Yeah? Do you enjoy it?
Yeah, I loved it. Hardest thing I've done.
Yeah? What was the hardest part?
The sled.
Yeah? What do you think about the sled?
Just got you up right at the start. It's horrible. Horrendous. Amazing.
If you could talk to your sled right now, what would you say?
Fuck you.
Nice. Nice.
Wow. Maybe this is a new, like, what strategy to extract important information out of people. You know how they, like, torture people as spies to, like, get information?
Like,
you,
waterboard people. We're going
to
Hyrox
people. Yeah, but you have them do a Hyrox, and then at the finish line, you ask them a whole bunch of questions, and they're so honest and free. That,
what's your PIN number?
5429. What?
I bet that is your PIN number.
It's not.
Oh, brilliant. But no, thank you to everyone that did appreciate us putting mics in your face.
No one appreciated that.
Well, I think there was one or two people that, like, I like your show, and I was like, okay. Oh, that's nice.
Okay.
So we've got a whole host of stuff coming out on socials at Roxone Pod. So if you are not already subscribed, head over to Instagram and you can check all the stuff, all the unfiltered stuff that's going to come out there. But Max, you had this idea for something that is going to feature on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And you put together quite the show with you in your used cars salesman suit, and you had a game show that you were putting together. You were acting as a producer as such. How did that go?
I wasn't acting as a producer, actually. I was trying to go for shit sports broadcaster.
Mm, very Borat-esque.
I thought I looked the part,
yeah.
Personally.
Yeah.
So the whole idea was that Hunter McIntyre is the elite, the uppermost echelon of the sport, and no one is going to beat him anytime soon. At least no one in this room, right?
Mm.
So if we're going to do content, well, you know what, how about we try and put this guy on our level.
Yeah, yeah. You know, bring him back down to reality.
Make him a more regular man. So my idea was to get everyday Hyrox athletes to compete against Hunter in a series of completely random challenges that were created the night before in my brain. And it is a game show that we called Beat the Elite. Rather aptly.
Nice. I like that. I think that's going to gain traction, and I hope we're going to roll it out.
I hope it goes viral. Yes.
How did it go?
By the time of listening to this episode, please do head over to @RoxoneSportsPod on Instagram, where you will find the full version of this. And let's be honest, it's a visual game show. You need to see me in the suit and Hunter being made fun of. But essentially, we went round and asked punters to take on the world champ in a series of random challenges. But my favourite thing about all of this, and to get everyone to go and check this out on Instagram, was everyone's reaction to this question.
Hey, man. Do you know who Hunter McIntyre is?
Who?
It was such a savage question, because you asked it again and again to every single person that came up, and Hunter's face just dropped each time. He even turned to you and was like, bro, do you need to ask that question?
I thought it was pretty good, because he's a very polarizing guy. You either know him and you like him, or you hate him, or you don't know him at all.
I like the one, there's a clip of this huge guy, and you're like, do you know who this is? And he's like, Not a clue. And then he's like, do you want to go against him? He's like, no, look at him, he's huge. Like,
yeah. Well, as Ben suggested, it's an interesting piece of content. I hope you like it. If not, we're probably going to try and run it again with another elite athlete. Maybe James Kelly. I think that guy might be up for a bit of fun.
We should Aussie theme it. That would be funny.
Yes.
That would be funny. Well, Hyrox London, as always, you are bloody hilarious. But let's find out how you got on compared to the rest of the season as we get a little sexy with science.
Yes, please.
Ready for my London intro?
Oh.
Where's he going to go
am
with
I
this?
Am I ever?
Oh yeah.
Cool, blimey. Are you for reals, Governor?
Is that your voice?
That is my 100% Mikey, yes.
I needed to knock something up before I came into the studio. I was like, that'll do.
God.
Can you do a live version of that for me?
Yes.
Cool, blimey. Are you for reals, Governor?
I feel like I'm in Oliver Twist right now.
It was either that or this one.
Oh yeah.
Okay, the Nathanator has been activated. He's switched on. He's downloaded the data, and he's here to give us some sweet stats, bruh.
How you doing, Nath, mate? How are you?
All right, boyos.
All right, boyo. Oh.
We need to talk about Nathan's voice, first of all. He was yelling the whole weekend. So he's lost his voice. He's lost his legs.
it's all going wrong.
Yeah, you lost your foot.
That was fun. I enjoy shouting at people, encouraging them, of course.
Yeah. You were great. You were great at supporting.
And encouraging the judges. Yeah. I was watching the burpees, and every time the judge and the lunges, they made sure that they went past the line.
Yeah.
I would give a big whoop. I would go, well done, judge.
Well done, judge.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Do you know what? As well, I've realised having Nathan support you is the worst thing ever, because you're like, I'm going to have to cross this line. Yeah, yeah, like, properly cross this line. Yeah, like, no qualms. Like, I remember doing a shorter lunge, so I knew that the next lunge would definitely cross the line.
Do you know what I've realised? We could probably sell Nathan as, like, an independent adjudicator that keeps, like, the judging body in check. So we could actually, like, license his services to actually ensure that HYROX judging standards don't slip.
I think it needs to be more simple than this. I think Nathan needs to write a book on judging. I just think he does.
That's our new merch.
Yeah, that actually,
coming
yeah.
in a Christmas stocking filler. Yeah.
Sold two copies. Yeah. to Nathan's parents.
I love it, mate. I love it. Well, quickly, what was your highlight of the day?
My highlight of the weekend, let me think. Oh, well, it's got to be the poster of the Pac-Man.
Yeah, that was huge, wasn't it? We actually had, I can't remember the name of the person off the top of my head, but they their son... drew a picture of a Pac-Man eating ghosts and said, gobble them up, mummy. And of course, that is an earlier reference to Nathan's mantra from a couple of episodes ago, where you imagine yourself as a Pac-Man running around the course. But wasn't it fantastic to see something that we've talked about on the pod, like, manifest itself in someone else's mantra?
Well, not only that, just a completely random thing as well. Like, Nathan's powered up Pac-Man reference has somehow made it into a little kid's
colouring book.
Motivational drawing.
Yeah. I've suddenly realised, lads, we need to watch our language as well if little kids are listening to this one.
I'd like to give a shout out is Lauren Jocelyn, whose son, I don't have a son's name, but drew a lovely poster for her with a Pac-Man, and it was saying, eat them up, mum, and it's got four little ghosts that the Pac-Man's chasing, and I love mum on it. Full Christmas.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Cute.
I do think I've heard it in the past that, oh yeah, I listened to this with my children. And I was like, really? You probably shouldn't listen to us with your children. But
we're so sorry.
Yeah. Should we do something very PG and talk about numbers now?
Let's get into 1+4 is 5.
So, we've had 22 races this season, including London and Hong Kong over the weekend. So, first of all, looking at London. So, for the men open... it was the fifth fastest race so far, looking at the average time. So that's after the three Spanish races. So, you know, you're not going to get faster in the Spanish, are you?
Yeah.
As we know.
Nope.
And then for the woman, it was the 13th fastest, so about halfway down the pack of races so far this season for the women open.
Wow. So, okay. Yeah. So fifth overall. What? How many races have we had so far in the season?
22.
Yes.
22.
Someone was listening.
Nathan did say that.
Sorry. I just wanted. So we are in the top 25% of races. Is the takeaway for that?
Yes.
I want. But you said that the women's is a slightly lower position. Do you have any insight as to why that would be at all?
No, I don't. I'm afraid.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I mean, could we possibly guess at what? Being on a second day of an event, do you think there's any difference in kit that would happen? Mm. Like, do you think, I don't know, carpets actually not getting rolled up, rolled down, chalk running out? Like, is there anything that you think would have been applied to it being a second day?
I feel like this is like a teacher asking me a question and baiting the answer out of me. Ben, I don't know. Do you know?
No, genuine question.
Oh, right,
I wish I wish I had a theory for it, but you would have thought it's pretty much the same, right?
Well, actually, I did look at it station by station. Mm. So if we've got a bit of conspiracy about the carpets, the men for the sleds, both for push and pull, were about 15 to 20 seconds quicker than the season median times. And, well, for the women, also, the sleds push and pull were about 10 to 20 seconds quicker.
Wow.
So it doesn't suggest that there was a... slow up in whatever is
okay,
in the carpets.
So, yeah, the improvement was the same across both categories.
Yeah. Well, I did look a bit closer to home as well, so not just the season.
Mm.
And we've had the Birmingham race and Dublin race in Ireland, and their sleds were slightly on the other side of the season averages.
Oh, really?
So they were about, you know, themselves about 10 to 20 seconds slower. So when if you're comparing London to, say, Birmingham, they're about half a minute quicker in London. So anyone who's doing Birmingham, London may have felt that London was maybe a little bit easier.
You know what? That's good enough evidence for me to open Conspiracy Cafe.
Oh, wow.
Yes, just like that.
Oh, wow.
Fresh batch of Raisin Bagels. There you go.
Raisin Bagels.
There's a franchise open.
Yeah.
Yes, we're franchising. Yeah.
I love it. Well, Nathan, can you tell us if it's London is a quick course, like overall, like average times?
It's the fifth fastest.
Yeah.
Fifth fastest. But like in terms of like, I'm completely fucked. Yeah, I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah.
But like on the day I was trying to make the link to like on the day all the athletes were saying it was fastest.
I think there's no question that the level of athlete at this London was outstanding. You look at the times. Mm. So many, if you run 65 minutes, usually if you run under 65 minutes, you're probably going to be on the podium at any race in any age group, probably. Mm. At this race, if you ran 65, you came like in 50th place.
Yeah.
I mean, that just tells you how good everyone was. I mean, even Tom spoke about podium in a couple of years ago with his time that he got this week and he came in 200th place. So I just think the level of athlete was definitely a step up. And I just think you can see on social media, like the reaction to this race, it is everywhere. I mean, obviously I follow a lot of Hyrox people, but it just feels like it's exploded everywhere.
And that makes perfect sense to me because let's be honest, if you are a international athlete, you are going to London. You are not going to Birmingham or Manchester as, you know, and
everyone loves the NEC. Come on.
You know, as much as the UK HXR with Ian Kay love to joke about how sick the North is, it's just, it does not have the same appeal. I'm sorry if I'm opening a can of contentuality there. That's not a word.
Do you sell that?
Yes. We sell it all.
Sprays on the bagels.
Look, it is the way. If there's an event in London, people will travel to that. And you saw that with the Manchester Worlds in summer. People flew to London, experienced London, and then went up to Manchester or vice versa, like did the championship in Manchester and then spent a couple of days in London. Because it's just a better like destination. It just is.
I mean, okay. Don't lose too many listeners right now, Max.
Everyone's going to be like, and goodbye, Max. But
you can see that foreigners would be perhaps more attracted to London.
Let's turn it around on us because we were looking to do our next Hyrox weekender. The destinations we were looking at were Madrid,
Malaga.
Spain races in general, quite appealing.
Berlin.
You know, I don't see. You know what, I'm not going to say it.
Yeah, careful. Pick your hometown or something like that.
But I think there is some validity in there just being a high caliber of athletes because it attracted a lot of
people. Loads of people went to Barcelona, for example, didn't they, the week before? Because why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Sun and Hyrox.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Nathan, of course, we spoke about earlier, or in the previous episode, the Hyrox Thunderdome, the Colosseum-like atmosphere that was created on the Warble Station. I'm curious to know if that made any difference to the average time of the Warbles for the athletes that finished.
I don't think so. So the season average for the men's open for Warbles is 6 minutes 30, and it was just 4 seconds slower in London, so it didn't seem to make much difference.
Okay.
So slower in London?
Yeah. Slightly slower, yeah.
So everyone's just enjoying the atmosphere more, perhaps. Yeah. Soaking it in over that last 4 seconds over the finish line.
Yeah. Look at me, witness me.
One thing with a Thunderdome is you are a little bit further away, right? So... Mm. You're not quite close enough. I don't know.
That is a great conspiracy already.
What is this conspiracy, Nathan?
So the fact that, you know, you can't hear your friends actually cheering you on. They've got a great view of you. But you can't.
Is the overwhelming noise that is similar to the sound of thunder as good as personal encouragement that is available without a Thunderdome?
Well, we actually caught up, Max. We caught up with Christian on the Friday, and he was actually mentioning about how the audio in the Thunderdome is more localized than compared to the whole race. So you're only really meant to hear the MCs in the Thunderdome. But he was also talking about how the DJ was meant to be dipping the music so that when there is a 100 warble finisher or something like this, it actually, he wants to elevate that atmosphere,
feel more momentous,
and
yeah.
make a more a bigger yeah. moment of it. So I'm just wondering whether did you lose some of that everyday, well, every athlete that finished, did they get that same level of like, oh my godness? Like, did it feel as chaotic as it used to do at other races? I mean, we're only talking 4 seconds here, so we can't really draw a conclusion, but it's interesting to note that is an area that they do want to build in the experience even more. And I think there may even be plans to bring like a spotlight at some point. So if someone is coming in like world record holder
like Mikey and yeah. you are on track to do 100 warbles unbroken, a spotlight will shine upon ye.
I mean, imagine
that would really put you off, wouldn't it? Really put you off.
You don't want to be the guy that breaks.
I'm in the zone, because the thing is you're focused on the target and you're in the zone. Suddenly if a light shone on me or something, I'd definitely miss the target and then I'd be out of sync. And
Worth it for the content.
I mean, it depends. Hunter would do even better, wouldn't he?
You know? Everybody's looking at me. I know it.
I think I'd crumble.
I wonder how many people they get spotlight and it's like, oh.
What?
Like, sorry. if you got the spotlight and then you didn't do the 100, you'd be like, shit, everyone's looking at me.
Well, look, we mentioned this last episode. It's a huge, momentous change, not like the other things, the small nuances. This is a big new change. I think they just need a little bit more time to
iron out the kinks.
Yeah, exactly.
I think one of the things that I'd like to put to the audience, though, is if this 100 warbles thing is to become like a big thing, are there any like parallels that we can draw from the Ryder Cup or from when you go and see darts at the Ali Pali and you shout 180, like when something big or momentous happens? What could people do to celebrate that person?
I was going to bring this up actually, because can we create some kind of rock zone first here by starting some kind of chant? Because I think that's the goal, right? To have something.
It's like in hockey when everyone throws their caps onto the ice rink.
Yes.
It's like, oh, like that. Yeah, 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 the man's done it. Yeah. Yes. Or like the beer goes up in the air, like, oh, yeah.
Yes.
That would be mad if every time someone completed 100 warbles, everyone just threw beers.
Yeah, yeah. It would just be
raining beer. Yeah.
Carnage. And then Mikey there in the zone trying not to break focus and beer cans flying around.
I mean, Max, James Kelly offered you 6 months free training, right?
At the relay. So maybe he would extend that offer to.
What, to everyone, to 12,000 athletes?
James Kelly is broke.
Sorry, James.
But I was thinking about this. It's quite hard to put a chant together. It works for elite athletes, because the elite races, it's very clear who's...
What if when you finish, and they're like, because everyone's going to do the countdown, like 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then everyone shouts, rock zone out. Like they finished the race.
I mean... I love it.
Yeah.
Personally.
Consider it done.
I have no problem with that.
I mean, if anyone else has got anything better, suggest it.
And everyone hums the theme tune.
You hear that and all of a sudden, like, Mikey's eyes dilate even more and he's even more zoned in.
I would be in that case.
I'm going to do 150 warbles.
Well, if you've got an idea, I'd love to hear you pitch it to us. If you, like, pitch it to us via text message on @RockZonePod, but if you really want to go the extra distance, I'd love you to pitch it in an audio note. It's a big ask, but if you're willing to do it, there's a good pair of socks in there for you.
Oh, yes. This has been one of the longest and most interesting Sexy Science segments to date, I believe. And taking a less London-centric view, and perhaps excusing my ignorance for being so London-centric earlier on in the show, Nathan, let's go to Hong Kong, shall we? Because something else was happening outside of the UK, believe it or not.
Yeah, so looking at Hong Kong, for the men's open, it was the third slowest of a season.
And oh, wow.
For the women, it was the second slowest. So wow. Singapore still being the slowest one. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I think that makes sense because, again, referring back to what Tom said earlier in the previous episode, of he would have podiumed with the same time that he got this time round 2 years later. Hyrox is a race that requires as much experience as it does just diligent practice and training ahead of every race. In new markets, especially new, completely new cultures.
Yeah, so APAC is emerging as hell.
Where these kind of fitness trends aren't as developed yet, it makes sense that the competing athletes there perhaps aren't as well-versed yet as more... I don't want to say developed parts.
Well, I think it's also
maybe just less passionate about it.
Well,
maybe.
It's also like we've hit like the mainstream here, and so people who have experienced athletes in CrossFit or in triathlons are turning their attention to Hyrox. Where if you think about in APAC, you're probably getting the people who are, oh, I'm interested in doing this, but you're yet to get those the real like professional athletes turn their attention to it.
Do so we know that?
It's a hypothesis.
Ah. Oh. Hypothesize away.
Yeah. I think that was where I was going to leave hypothesis. So
it's the hypothesis cafe.
Yeah.
You're trying to take my business.
Yeah, I park my little van here whenever I want, okay?
Ben's pulled up with a little, like, on-the-go stand, yeah. Don't eat these bagels. Eat my...
My hot pie, the hot dog.
My falafel.
I was going to say it's falafel.
yeah, from the falafel van earlier. Oh, God. So, yeah, I'll be selling hypothesis flabbergasted whenever you want. Nathan, I think that's all for this week, isn't it?
That is all.
Thank you so much for shedding some numerical light on what a wonderful weekend of Hyrox it was.
My pleasure.
And music... And please... Hit the music, Mikey. And finally, one big favour to ask you guys. We're looking for our next Rock Zone challenge. Yep. Last time, we raced in Svoots in the relay. Mm. And now, we're on the hunt for a challenge for potentially Manchester. It might be a different race. But if you've got any crazy ideas of what the team can get up to...
Preferably not 11 Hyroxes in 48 hours.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be ideal, right?
We'll do 12. No.
No, we won't. We do 12, but we all dress as Hunter. We all dress as the same person and hand.
Ben, we're asking anyway, the people for ideas.
Yeah, so please, if you could send some ideas in to @RockZonePod, we'd love to hear them. There's always a pair of rock socks on the line for you if you do come up with a good one.
There's also a place for you on the team if it some way fits.
Yeah.
If you want to sign us up as a relay and you want to join, well, hey, we'll make that happen. Okay, it just needs to be something that is memorable.
Yeah, even if you have to lay down on a stretcher and we'll carry around the whole course, like that could be funny. But yeah, send them in to @RockZonePod. I don't know. Have you got anything else to plug, Max?
Do we have anything else to plug? No, I don't think so. We can leave it there. Thank you, everyone who tunes in, and we'll catch you next time when we might be looking at what happened in the Scandinavian zones off some HS.
That's German as hell.
Yeah,
maybe we
get a little bit confused sometimes in Europe. Okay,
maybe we go to Europe.
Trades for eins, Rockzone out.
Rockzone out, ja. Rockzone out.
Boom.